Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Three o'clock hour on the Hochman and Crowder program. There is some breaking news on ESPN. They have a graphic up. Brian Windhorst is talking, but I was watching Shams Charania, and the quote from Shams: Kevin Durant has no desire in reunion with the Warriors. So because we had talked about that a little bit in the 2 o'clock hour, that there's a possibility that Kevin Durant, that Phoenix is looking to move him. Maybe he ends up in Golden State somehow. That opens the door for Jimmy Butler to end up in Phoenix. But I don't know. Looks like there's no interest in Kevin Durant's part there. Another just little interesting tidbit. Udonis Haslem was just on ESPN, and they asked him, can Jimmy play for the Heat again for this season? And UD's answer said, like the Godfather said, you're our brother, and we love you, but don't ever take sides against the family.
Hmm.
That, of course, from the actual movie, The Godfather.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
There you go. They're doing right now. Bobby Marks is doing a trade machine on ESPN with the Suns and the Heat. And they're trying to figure out what it would take. Too much movement there for me. Crowder is in New Orleans. He's at an Airbnb on, where did you say, Canal Street?
Right off Canal on, Prado, some little funny Italian name. I don't know.
Very nice. He looks nice. Looks like he's having the time of his life. Fred Taylor just went to Drago's. I mean, things are happening. And our friend Josh Appel is with us in New Orleans on Super Bowl Radio Row. But the way that he's looking with his head, it almost looks like he thinks he's not on. But I can see him just fine. But we're having connectivity problems. Are you there, Josh?
He's not.
I like saying it that way, though, like we're trying to talk to the moon. Like this is 1969 and it's NASA trying to talk to the moon. And I've done shows with Crowder where Crowder's in Cairo and there's no problem whatsoever. And he's looking at pyramids out the hotel, out the window. And I didn't even know he was in Cairo, but Appel is in, I don't know what he brought. He brought his Commodore 64 computer and some sort of tin can with a couple of strings.
He brought a desktop.
Let me. He travels around with a big desktop, an e-machine.
CPU. Where's my CPU at?
A dot matrix printer, and let's check in with him again in the way that only AM radio can. Are you there, Josh?
I'm here, guys, for now. I don't know how long this connection is going to hold up. Chris Myers is sitting across from me at this table with the gentleman from Albuquerque doing their show while I'm trying to figure out this connection.
Killer. So
hopefully we keep it going.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll send Tree out
there.
Like
we are.
If you need help, we'll send Tree out there. He can be there in a couple of hours, I'm sure. He's got an 18-wheeler. I don't know what that means.
Tree was here. I don't think I'd be having any of these issues.
Can you tell us anything exciting about what Super Bowl Radio Row is like on a Wednesday?
The stars are out today. No. I have no idea if this is even going to you guys right now, but the stars are out. I mean, you've got Justin G.
Perfect. Justin G is there, and
Justin G made it.
Justin G made it, so everyone can rest easy. because any possibility that you could take your big CPU to a different location?
to a dead
Radio Row.
What?
I say, we have to talk to him like astronaut Mark Watney on Mars in the Mars. We have to do it via pictures. We'll let you go. We'll do headlines. We're gonna do cat talk, and maybe you can reconnect later in the show if there's more bandwidth.
Hit the ice
Chris
cream
Myers
cone.
Is doing the interview with the other people, and he's talking to me because he sees me laughing, and he has no idea what's going on.
Flip your camera around. Let's see Chris Myers. Let's make this worth it.
Yeah.
I say flip your camera so we
flip
can see
it.
Chris Myers. We want to see Chris Myers. Can you flip your camera?
Chris Myers, please.
Yeah, there we go.
Now we're talking.
Ah, yes.
There's Killa.
See him. What up, Killa? Killa.
That's funny, man. Well, what can we do with him? Can we maybe like in the 4 o'clock hour just on the phone at like Bourbon Street, have him go order a po' boy?
He got to hit the little ice cream cone by the percentage sign on his computer. That's how you get Wi-Fi.
Yeah, have you hit the ice cream cone by the percentage sign?
Let me look.
Go up there and look. That's how you get Wi-Fi. Oh.
Why don't you call us in the 4 o'clock hour from Bourbon Street and get a po' boy live on the air?
The Bourbon Street in New Orleans?
You have an Ethernet cable anywhere there? I can't imagine that would be that tough to come by. There's.
Do you have $300 to pay for the Ethernet cable to run it to my laptop?
No, I don't invest in that.
I mean, listen, I don't think you've said anything over the last couple of appearances that would be worth $300 expense on our part. Perhaps you broke the news or something.
I mean, Justin G was here. That's not worth $300.
All right, go resituate on Radio Row and see if you can do something about your bars, okay? Get your bars up.
All right. This is going well?
Take him off the screen. He's distracting me. Take him off the screen. It says barely live on radio.
I'm glad Justin G made it.
That is funny. All right, that is our pixelated update from Radio Row for Wednesday. We'll check in with Josh later. We'll get that situated. Do you have a little cat talk for us, Solana? So funny, man. Because like he's not doing anything wrong, but he was mortified. And like, and it's just there's just a lot of people using that connection, and we're kind of just doing this. Like we're doing what you're not supposed to be doing. Because Radio Row, you like you pay a decent amount of money, and they engineer it for you, and they give you the proper equipment, and we're just kind of hijacking a chair at a table, but that comes with risks. And then this, that was the risk.
Well, three hundo though, three bills. That's crazy money.
But it's really more than that because you really have to hire their engineers, and then they provide you with you know an ISDN or a hardwired connection via Ethernet, and they have an engineer there dedicated to you in case something like that goes wrong, and. We're just like, oh, hey, you got some free Wi-Fi in this building? All right, we'll plant this big bald guy down at a table and see if he can do a couple hours from Radio Row. Which is not, you know, like, I don't even know if he's credentialed. I just think he's just there.
Financial efficiency is what they call
That's
it.
That's financial efficiency.
Mm-hmm.
That's financial efficiency.
Figure this thing out, baby.
All right, let's get a little cat talk here with Solana.
It's sponsored by my friends at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment when you go to Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. The Panthers, Hawk, they did lose 6-3 yesterday, but Crowder's boy Alexander Ovechkin scored an empty netter with like a second left in the game. And
1/10 of a second left on the clock. 1/10 of a second.
He is 17 goals away from breaking Wayne Gretzky's mark of 894 goals.
He's special. I'm a big fan, and he's gigantic.
That's for goals?
Yeah.
That
was his 878th career goal.
That's a big old fella now.
Why, NHL all-time goals.
Why does that surprise you?
Because I thought Wayne Gretzky was so far ahead of everybody in every category, and I guess that's for points.
Points, yeah.
Gotcha.
He's one of those.
I didn't realize that his goal total was in danger of being broken, but it looks like it will be.
Is Ovechkin one of them names like Mario Lemieux, Gretzky, Ovechkin? I don't know. You know, I fell in love with him.
Yeah.
Like, his names are one of those names.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Gretzky and the Crosman, Sidney Crosby, they're like Wade Kobe, or I'm sorry, LeBron Kobe in the NHL. Like, those are the two faces of hockey for the past 20 years.
But even what I, because I played Mario Lemieux's video game.
Mm.
Like guys NHL, like that.
Like NHL 97.
I'm telling you, I didn't even like hockey. I played that game. Sidney's over Lemieux?
Oh, I don't know if he's over him. But he's up there.
You'd have to ask someone more more knowledgeable than us.
I'm a huge fan of Gordie Howe.
Gordie Howe. I mean, that was the greatest up until Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah.
Hawk, here's what I take issue with because I was reading the ESPN article. And he scored, as you mentioned, with 1/10 of a second left, this Alexander Ovechkin. And I'm not taking anything away from him, but I might hear. So according to ESPN research.
Anytime you start with, I'm not taking anything away from him, but you're about to take something away from him.
Even before that, what if you throw a this in front of a guy's name?
I know. That's so disrespectful. This Alexander Ovechkin.
This Kobe Bryant, this LeBron James. You about to say something nasty.
Nah, I'm just wondering like where this falls.
Is Appel still watching us, by the way?
No, he is not.
Because he knows hockey.
Yeah. Obi-Wan Kenobi is the NHL's all-time leader in empty net tallies. So, I mean, he has 800 and what'd I say, 878 career goals, and he's close to Wayne Gretzky. But he like a good percentage.
You're not counting
of them,
the empty netters.
The empty netters shouldn't count.
That's cheap.
They shouldn't count.
Because Matthew Tkachuk doesn't even like an empty netter. He passes it. He won't take an empty netter. Except the other night he took one.
I would say that Ovechkin had a lot to do with the leads that led up to the empty net.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's not a looter in a riot. Like, the guy is the head of riot.
Hey, Ovi, hey, an empty net. Hey, get him in. No, it's a lot of that.
I just told Appel to sign in. I want to get his take on this.
Okay. Just saying, I was reading some NHL message boards, and, you know, a lot of people are with me on this. That,
Yeah.
Alexander Ovechkin, great talent, great player, but kind of benefited.
Little overstated.
By just stealing goals at the end of games.
Okay.
Yeah, Hawk. But Wayne Gretzky has 56. Ovechkin has 63.
Elevator Ovechkin? Yeah.
That's what they call him because he's tall.
Do we have our Wayne hockey expert at Super Bowl Radio Row connected?
We do not. We do not. I'll call him Josh Appel. I can call him.
Wayne Gretzky's number two. Wayne Gretzky's number two. Does that change your opinion of this?
At empty net goals?
Yes.
Huh.
Do you look into articles or you read the first line?
Yeah. I don't even read them.
Do you create a narrative before you know the actual story?
Yeah, actually, yes.
All right. Let's do headlines. Let's see. I'm just seeing there's more breaking news, but it's the Bucks trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards for Kyle Kuzma, so that doesn't seem to be breaking news. Kuzma reducing a portion of trade bonus, allowing Bucks to remain $300,000 below the second apron. I guess that must be the breaking news. Headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
So Barry Jackson says, per source, Heat remains interested in Durant. And he writes, and remember, teams also could do a second cap-compliant deal that would give Suns another player or two. But basically, he's mapped out a trade here because Kevin Durant says he does not want a reunion with the Warriors as to how Kevin Durant could end up with the Miami Heat. And he says Butler, Jovic, one first-rounder, two second-rounders, and pick swaps appears to be the best hypothetical Miami offer for Kevin Durant.
And you would be okay giving up Jovic for a couple seasons of KD?
Yeah, I mean, you know I love Nikola Jovic, but I don't see how you wouldn't be okay if you're a Miami Heat fan or if you're in the front office, if you're getting Kevin Durant for at least a season and a half.
I would not give up Matas Buzelis,
but
I would give up Nikola Jovic. Appel there?
He is. Appel has just
all right,
signed
let's
in.
Let's get Appel in here from Super Bowl Radio Row. We believe we've worked out all the problems. So what did you do? How did you fix it?
Well, I reconnected to my.
here's the real question. We were just talking Cat Talk. Solana is submitting that Alexander Ovechkin, closing in on Wayne Gretzky. Grainwetsky's goal total.
Gretzky.
All right, elevator Ovechkin 3 minutes ago.
He's tall. Elevator.
Solana submitting that a empty netter, as Ovi-1 Kenobi scored last night, really shouldn't count towards the goal total.
Nonsense.
Okay. All right, hold it down there in New Orleans. We'll get back.
Thanks for
the
insight.
We'll get back to you if we have any other questions.
Do you want me to ask Justin G?
No, could you ask Chris Myers?
Go touch Chris Myers. Put the camera on him and touch
him. He's gone now.
Oh, man. What do you have, Joe? We had Joe Z go get in some broadcast before.
It was at the ACC Media Days, right? He went behind like the huddle or whatever their show is.
Yeah, what's on live right now? Is like NFL Network on live? Let's just have you walk behind somewhere.
Yeah.
Let's get our money's worth out of you. Get a bounce.
Yeah, Pale, go.
Should I walk behind Billy Gill and Stu Gatz on God Bless Football?
Is that live somewhere?
Or just turn your camera around, aim it at him, and then go touch him.
Can we get you to do a stunt or something? Will you do a stunt?
Knock over the step and repeat.
He looks defeated.
All right, man. We seem to have lost him again.
I'm so upset right now.
Kick over the step and repeat would make the show.
I feel like this couldn't have gone any better, to be quite honest. I'm already looking forward to tomorrow. All right, stand by, though, in case, because we do Road to a Repeat in the 4 o'clock hour. We might have more hockey questions. So stand by, please.
Okay.
You got to say over, Hawk. After you talk, you got to say
stand by, over. All right, what else in the headline, Solana?
The Heat lost to the Chicago Bulls yesterday. They blew a fourth quarter lead. They had a 10-point lead in the fourth, and they blew it. They got outscored 39-21 in that fourth quarter. So they dropped back.
It's a very good text from someone. Hawk, I'm sitting here smiling to myself. Luka, maybe top five talent in the NBA, got traded without warning. Yet we've got folks in Miami worried about trading Tyler Hero for Kevin Durant, LOL. And there's some validity to that, man. They're moving Anthony Davis and Luka and whatever. Like, we're gonna hold out over Tyler Hero if that was the case.
Solana?
Yeah, but that's a fair text. Like, they're not wrong, but I would also submit to you that Luka Doncic is 25 years old. Kevin Durant is 36, and there's no guarantee he'd be here past next season.
No, you do a great job of running around the answer. They're trading Luka, and you're worried about trading Tyler.
Okay, but if Kevin Durant leaves,
oh goodness,
after next season, and you then you literally are starting from zero, from scratch again, and that's not a situation I want to be in. Now, if that was the situation, it is what it is. But it's not a situation I want to put myself in when you have no guarantees that Kevin Durant is going to be healthy. He hasn't been healthy this year.
It's fair. Tyler Hero.
I understand what Solana's saying, though.
It's Tyler.
Like, you're
Hero,
just going to take off. You're going to take a big contract. I'm assuming he's making a lot of money, right?
Kevin Durant? Yeah. I mean, he's got to be making at least 50-something million dollars.
I mean, you're going to take on a big contract for someone who is fragile and old and might not be long for your team. Like, there are some considerations to take there. It's not like getting Anthony Davis or Luka.
And Pat Riley called out Tyler Hero this offseason about being available, and he is available, and he's playing very well this year. But we're not paying Tyler in Cheez-Its either. Tyler's making $30 million a year, too.
I gotcha.
I just don't think you have to do that, is my point. Like, you're seeing how Barry Jackson is mapping this out. The Miami Heat can put together a solid package without giving up Bam Adebayo and their all-star in Tyler Hero to go Kevin Durant, and it just doesn't work with Tyler Hero. But if the cap restrictions didn't matter.
A guy, Jimmy the Donk, just made a great Photoshop of a Bell on the moon in a spacesuit. Bell, can you hear us? Hello, are you there? My favorite week of the year.
That's funny.
Man, if we get Kevin Durant tomorrow, whew.
I mean, it would be the craziest turn of events. I'm not speaking out of turn there. I don't, you know, I think that would be almost ludicrous, because I don't know if you're Phoenix, I don't know why you would give up
Kevin Durant. Like, at that point, you're just saying essentially, we don't want Kevin Durant. We'll take anything in return, because Jimmy Butler is what, a quarter of the player that Kevin Durant is? Like, I don't know. I don't know what they would be saying in that instance, Phoenix.
OKC couldn't win it with Kevin. Only team.
Yeah, but you're not going to win it with Jimmy Butler. So what? And then you're stuck with Butler's contract. So I don't understand how it could happen. It just seems like there's some levers moving in that direction.
Crispy Haynes, he tweeted out, Kevin Durant does not have a no trade clause, but the Golden State Warriors do not want to bring in a disgruntled superstar. An organization desperate to pair Stephen Curry with a peer of his caliber is running out of options. So if the Warriors are saying, hey, we want Durant, we want to repair.
We want Jimmy too, though.
Yeah. But if Jimmy Butler's telling them, I'm not going to re-sign there, then why are they going to give up
a disgruntled superstar?
And why are they going to give up assets?
I don't know.
And would Draymond and Jimmy get along thinking about it?
Yeah, I don't know. It would be interesting to say the least.
Yeah, I think Draymond and Jimmy would fight sooner or later. Both of them are too emotional.
Because I think Golden State prides themselves a little bit kind of on that heat culture thing where, you know, Steve Kerr and Steph Curry, like, they've always been on the same page and whatever. And Draymond's been kind of a thorn in their side at times, but when he was good enough, it was fine. But yeah, I don't know what happens if you bring in a Jimmy Butler, if that causes things to go awry.
Tell you what, it's looking, I'm not saying it's looking likely, but it's looking like a much bigger possibility just in the last hour.
It does.
Man.
It does. We're about, 24 or a little less than 24 hours away.
A little under 24 hours away. Heat Sixers tonight, 7:30 p.m. No Joel Embiid for Philadelphia. Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them 866-954-MORE. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy tonight. The lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
Dave Mason is the BetOnline Sportsbook brand manager, and he joins us every year to talk Super Bowl props. And so we'll talk with him in the next segment and see what's trending in the world of prop bets.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Let me ride that donkey, donkey. Let me rock that donkey, donkey. Please, please.
Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Before we get to Dave Mason, Crowder, our own Zach Krantz is going to be out this Saturday at Marlins Fan Fest at Lone Depot Park, 4 till 8 p.m. Anyone's welcome to come out, meet your favorite players, enjoy a behind-the-scenes ballpark tour, and end the night with a fireworks show. That is Saturday, Marlins Fan Fest. It's free, and you can get more info at marlins.com. One of our traditions on this show, Crowder, is bringing on Dave Mason during Super Bowl week to talk about prop bets. Dave Mason is the betonline.ag sportsbook brand manager. And we've always been we love sports gambling regardless, but yes, the prop bets for the Super Bowl always tickle us more than anything. And he is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Although I've been told by Solana we've had some connectivity problems, which is perfect for today because we've had connectivity problems with everything we've done today. So this just kind of fits into the way today's show is going. In fact, if you're betting on today's show, take the under. I don't even know what the prop would be. Just take the under. Dave Mason is with us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys. I think I saw that was on my end, but I use a different way to call you guys. So I think we're good to go now. Fingers are crossed. Yeah.
You sound good. You sound good. What's like a big prop bet right now for the Super Bowl? Is there something that's jumping out at you that's just kind of taken off as a prop bet that's getting a lot of action?
Well, I mean, you know, a bunch. I mean, we have so many prop bets. It's just infinitesimal how many prop bets we have. The big ones are always, you know, for the player props, it's always the biggest players, right? You're going to talk Patrick Mahomes, over under yardage, passing, touchdowns. Barkley, over under yardage, touchdowns. Those always get a ton of action. As far as like more of the exotic stuff, MVP, I mean, that's not even exotic. MVP, national anthem is always huge. Coin toss takes so many bets, it's ridiculous. I mean, everybody has a bet on the coin toss. They might not be putting a lot of money on it, but everybody puts a couple bucks on the coin toss. I say it every year. If you've ever been into a brick and mortar sports book during the Super Bowl, the biggest cheer you're going to hear all game is when they toss that coin, because everybody in that place has a couple bucks on the coin toss. So halftime show takes bets, all sorts. There'll be a safety that always gets long odds. There'll be an overtime that always gets long odds. Players score the first touchdown, so on and so forth. So, I mean, we got everything takes bets. Some take a lot and some take a little bit, and mostly in between.
Dave, like the show of it, because the Super Bowl is a football game, and I always say this sooner. But the stuff with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and all this, like Hawk kind of thought about it, where I'm gonna bet Travis Kelce overs when it's low because the public's gonna bet it up because it's just Travis Kelce. Like, do you think about that when you're betting? Do you think about that kind of like the lore of the game?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so much stuff here, and you can get, you know, with the spread total money line, I mean, that's just so solid. These numbers are so sharp. You know, we've been doing it all year. There's so much data on these teams, and it's one game that we can concentrate on. So those numbers are so sharp, even though they take so much money, and we will have a need probably on Super Bowl Sunday. Those numbers are so solid. But the props, there's so many of them. I mean, there's so many different angles you can take, and there's so many opportunities for bettors to profit there. That's where the sharps really feast, the professionals really feast on Super Bowl Sunday, is on the props markets. And even small stuff like Taylor Swift stuff. I mean, if they have an advantage on something, they're going to take it. So 100%, I mean, it's the game within the game, you know what I mean? It's the big game, and then there's the coin toss. There's a national anthem. There's a halftime show. There's people in the crowd, Jason Kelce, Taylor Swift, et cetera, et cetera. So absolutely, there's all sorts of opportunities out there.
Dave Mason is with us from betonline.ag. So are you saying that you don't think the line itself, the game line, will move between now and Sunday?
Could. It has. I mean, it was at 1.5 for ages, and it moved to 1-1 two nights ago. KC -1. The total moved last night from 49 to 48.5. I think it could be bounced back to 1.5, Yeah, I mean, right now, 55% of the cash is on the Chiefs minus the point. The money line as well, what is it, like 67% is on the Chiefs outright minus 121 currently, and about 64% is on the over. It depends. I mean, all it takes is a ton of late-minute public action or a lot of sharp action, and then that number will move. I mean, I predict it'll go off 1.5. That's what I think.
Do you get surprised at the amount of action that the Eagles are getting? I've maintained this since the lines came out. I thought the line was going to be 5 or 6, KC. That was just because I think Patrick Mahomes is Michael Jordan. I don't know. Like, I've learned my lesson over the last 3 years betting against him. I'm betting with KC. I got it at 1. Were you surprised that the line was as low as it was? And are you surprised, what did you say, 55% of the public is on, the action is on KC, which means there's a hefty number of Philly bets. Does this surprise you at all?
Not really. I mean, Philly's a hell of a team. I think on paper, position for position, they have them. They're a better team than the Chiefs, except, you know, the most important position, which you already mentioned, Mahomes, right? And Andy Reid on the sidelines. I mean, how, you know, those guys just know how to win. But I mean, the Eagles are a great team. They're loaded. They're loaded in the trenches. Barkley is just adds extra dimension. I mean, they should have won that game 2 years ago. I mean, that was a close game. I mean, they really should have won that game. You know, shoulda, coulda, woulda, didn't, right? Hindsight's 20/20, but they had their opportunities there, and now they have Saquon Barkley, and their team is better. Their defensive backs are better than that team. Their linebackers are better than that team. Their offensive line is just as strong. So, you know, they're a very good team, but the KC has that it factor. Another thing that worries me about the Eagles is their kicker. He's just... Elliott just—he fell off a cliff this year. I mean, the game isn't a dome, so hopefully that negates his issues. I'm a Philly guy, by the way, so when I say hopefully, I'm with the house because we need him, and also because my heart's with Philly too. But Elliott really struggled this year, so you know, I say if it's going to be a close game, I think, and if there's 2 minutes left, and one of the teams is down by 3, and they're at their own 20. I know Patrick Mahomes is getting that field goal or touchdown. I don't know if Jalen Hurts and Elliott are going to get that field goal and or touchdown. So yeah, I mean the KC just knows how to win.
And Dave, with the Saquon Barkley, you're a Philly guy. Saquon had a crazy season, would have broke what Dickerson's record if you know he would have ran the ball in the week, you know, the 17th game and all that. But I'm looking at it where it's like, I think our book has it at 111. And I'm like, it's Steve Spagnuolo. It's Chris Jones. It's like they have a great front. They're not going to let Saquon go for 111. Is that a crazy thought for me? Because I know Saquon's a dog, but that's a lot of damn yards.
Yeah, it is a lot. I think we have it at 114.5, and it's getting bet over. Yeah, I mean, you know – I'd say that, but I mean, if you want single coverage out with AJ Brown and Devontae Smith and Dallas Goedert, I mean, it's not like the Eagles are void of weapons outside. I mean, you know, if they want to stack the box and stop Barkley, I mean, the Eagles have the weapons to go downfield. Yeah, Hurts isn't a highlight reel passer, but he's an efficient passer and he's got weapons out there. So, I mean, we saw that in the last game where it was fourth down and, you know, one-on-one coverage with AJ, AJ, and he just went down the field for that fourth down conversion. It was one-on-one coverage. And so, you know, the Chiefs wanted to, the Chiefs aren't great against the run. I think they were like 10th in the league this year against the run, which is good, above average, but it's not outstanding by any means.
My wife is from Philly as well, so our house is rooting for Philly. But I bet KC. Did you bet Philadelphia, Dave? Is that what I'm gathering?
No, I didn't. I have some like side pulls and stuff, so I need the Eagles to win. So that's kind of I don't really bet with my heart. I bet with my head, you know, especially being in this industry. I haven't made a play either way. If it gets to 2, if the Eagles get to 2, I'll take them. You know, if the Chiefs somehow become the underdogs, I'll take them, but I'm betting the number. I'll play some props, I'm sure. And like I said, I have some side pools and everything. But on the big three, the spread total money line, I'm on the sidelines right now. I'm just waiting for something to pop for me.
You can check out all the action. BetOnline.ag. Dave Mason, it is not Super Bowl week until we have spoken to Dave Mason from BetOnline. We appreciate it, Dave.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
There you go. A little Super Bowl prop bet action. Always makes me smile. Everything. Feel like I got a good KC line because I put it in yesterday during the show at -1. And he said maybe it goes back up to 1.5. So I feel like I got a good line.
Is there any way on the Hard Rock Bet app that I can block my upcoming bet so my wife can't see him?
Yeah. Yeah. Get a burner phone.
I'm asking for a friend.
Get a burner phone.
Every time we have somebody on, they start talking. I'm like, oh, that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. Josh Appel will join us pixelated, maybe from Radio Row, or maybe we'll send him out to Bourbon Street. I don't know what we're going to do in the 4 o'clock hour, but we will have an update. We'll get some headlines. We'll do 15 minutes of heat, and we will continue watching what's going on with Jimmy Butler.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, what do you think about today's show so far?
It stinks.
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former 3-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me talk about the Hard Rock Bet app here before we get started for the 4 o'clock hour. Hard Rock Bet app is the place to be for the big game on Sunday. If you have not downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app yet, what are you waiting for? They've got more action for the big game than anyone. Hard Rock Bet's going all out. They've rolled out over 5.9 million in bonus bets. You can grab supercharged offers like 59% odds boosts. I've already grabbed that one. Deposit matches. They do bonus bets all this week. If you have not downloaded the Hard Rock Bet app, do it now. Have it so that you have it for the big game. If you want to give sports betting a try, the Discover page in the Hard Rock Bet app is a great place to start. You can see what other people are betting on. You can choose pre-made bets. Just lock them in as your own in a few taps. And then try your first bet on any sport, no matter what sport you bet. If your first bet doesn't win, you get up to $100 back to try again. It's up to $100 back as a bonus bet for another shot. So it's big game week. You got to do it. If you don't have it yet, all you have to do to get started is download the Hard Rock Bet app now. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Our friend Josh Appel Crowder is not there. I just flipped back to my video feed and he's not there. I was just about to introduce him as being back and connected from New Orleans Super Bowl Radio Row. What happened while I was talking about Hard Rock? He disconnected?
Disconnected. Lost connection.
Perfect. All right. Well, the good news is, for those of you concerned, he stayed connected the entire time we were talking to Dave Mason and had no issues. So that was good. That's like, you know, a little bit of good news.
I don't know if this means something. I don't want to. In New Orleans, I love New Orleans. The food's amazing. People are nice. I just tried to use what called Open Table, some app to get reservations at this place called Justine's, which is a great New Orleans restaurant. They told me the next time I could eat at Justine's is February 12th.
Right. It's Super Bowl week. Like, everyone's in town. You're trying to make reservations for tonight now?
February 12th, Huck?
Right. When it's over and everyone's left town. Well, because everyone's going to... The Super Bowl is the 9th. The Super Bowl's the 9th. People are still going to be there the 10th. And then they'll start leaving on the 11th. And so some tables start to open up on the 12th. You expected to fly into the Super Bowl city and get reservations at a good restaurant the day of?
Yes.
What world are you living in?
Holla at a player.
I made reservations.
I'm meeting friends tonight at a new ceviche restaurant in Boca. I made reservations, didn't know if I was going to get a table for tonight. 6:30. Like
6:30.
It's 6:30. What am I going to do?
What is it?
A dinner reservation?
Late lunch?
What is that? Solana? Yeah.
Crowder, no joke. Last time I was in New Orleans, I ate at Justine. It's just Justine, no S at the end. Bro, I made the reservation 2 weeks before, and that wasn't Super Bowl week. It just happened to be like we wanted to go to that restaurant.
Yeah, anytime you go to a good eating city, like when we go to New York, I do it like 3 months in advance if there's a restaurant I wanted. There was a restaurant, remember Butter, that we wanted to go to?
Yeah.
3 months in advance, I made the reservation.
So Justine is like that, Solana? I just thought, man, I was thinking I go on today, Asia sent it to me. And she sent it to me, and she looked it up. She looked up all the names of all the stuff she sent. I was like, okay, if it's not tonight, then I'll get, you know, tomorrow or Friday. The 12th? You need to be more efficient than the 12th.
What are you talking about? Like, do you know what it was like at Prime Italian and Prime 112 when the Super Bowl's in Miami?
I know Miles, so I can just slide
right
in.
But that's what I'm saying. But no one can get a table there. Like, you can't get a table anywhere. You can't get a table at Moderano and Fort Lauderdale. Like, you, when the Super Bowl's in town, everyone's in town. They're all entertaining people, so they want to take them to the hot places. I mean, you're going to end up at Buffalo Wild Wings tonight for sure. You don't have reservations anywhere? 100%.
No, we do. I actually met a dude downstairs. Hold on. I got the name.
Where, in the sauna?
Brennan's. Brennan's is a top-notch seafood restaurant. And just randomly in downstairs, dude was like, Crowder? I was like, yeah. He was like, oh, my uncle's some GM at Brennan's. You got to check it out. If you love seafood, you love – I was like, yeah, and I got his number. So – that's the backup plan.
Yeah, I'm sure it's iconic with no wait the week of the Super Bowl.
He looked a little dirty.
Yeah, the guy's hitting hotel lobbies and just going up to people.
He looked a little dirty, and he asked me what floor I'm staying on. I'm like, what does it matter what floor I'm staying on? He's probably going to rob me. He's going to rob me tonight.
So I was texting with somebody, a friend of the show, and I text him back like a finger point. And the GIF was Liam Neeson's doing the finger point. And he texted me back, top 10 worst hairpiece in Hollywood. Does Liam Neeson's wear a piece?
He has a hairpiece?
No.
Because now I lose respect for him. You can't fight off 17 Bulgarian and human traffickers.
I don't know why that shocks me so much. I don't have a very good radar for that. But I had no idea. I've never heard that before.
He has a hair transplant.
Is that so?
Liam Neeson's has a hair transplant.
It's confirmed, or that's like internet rumor?
It seems like it's an internet rumor, but there's several different outlets who point to.
Oh man, Hawk, you gotta Google it. Yeah. There's a syllabus on it. There's a table of content. Liam Neeson's hair.
Set of strands.
It's early Liam Neeson pictures. Which hair transplant method did he choose? How are the grafts transplanted? Oh, he has a hair transplant.
Is Appel back by any chance?
Yeah,
Solana?
He
just
is.
Checking.
Yeah, he is.
Let's bring on Appel here.
There's been rumors that you had a hair transplant.
Me or Appel?
Mm-hmm. You.
And listen, I'm thinking about it. Appel seems to not be there. Oh, there he is. Josh?
Over.
We do it every second.
Appel, over.
Josh, over. Leave that picture up as his forever picture.
We're on walkie-talkies.
On this show. Road to a repeat. Let's do that to start out the 4 o'clock hour here. Road to a repeat. That's brought to you by our friends
at Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. Solana mentioned it earlier, but the Panthers, they did lose in Washington last night. They're off tonight. Tomorrow night, they'll play in St. Louis. Then they're home Saturday, final home game for a couple of weeks, final game for a couple of weeks, because after Saturday, they begin that two-week break for the Four Nations hockey tournament. So your final chance to see the Panthers at home, watch them tomorrow night. They're in St. Louis, and then they'll be home Saturday playing Ottawa, and then they'll be off for a couple of weeks. We all get a little breather, and then you get the final push for the playoffs picking up after that. All right, let's do headlines, and then we'll get into 15 minutes of Heat. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
My entire text message thread with Appel is just, for the past 2 hours, unreal. I'm back. Let's try it again. Hey, I'm here. I think it's going to work this time. Let's try it again. 2 hours of this.
It's really funny. It's perfect. That's perfect. Oh, here's Josh right now. Hey, Josh. Josh, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you guys.
What's going on? They have a Nickelodeon something going on there at Radio Row?
Yeah, SpongeBob and Patrick are down on the other end with the handing out slime. So I've got my own now.
All right.
And so defeated.
Is it going to get caught in your hair?
I mean, this is so absurd.
How many booms do you give today's appearance from Radio Row on behalf of yourself? I've never heard someone so defeated in their life. All right. Well, stand by, Josh. Stand by, and we'll come to you as needed. Okay. Over. Really amazing. All right. Headline, Solana.
I asked him, Hawk, how far are you from Bourbon Street? This was about an hour ago. Hey, how far are you from Bourbon Street? He said a 35-minute walk and a 25-minute drive. I mean, they're not even near Bourbon?
A 30-minute drive?
The convention center?
30-minute walk?
Is the convention center near the casino?
It's by the casino. It's kind of around the corner, but it's still on the river. I don't think he knows where
Drago's is right around there.
Yeah.
Drago's is right there. I don't think Josh knows where the hell he is.
Harrah's is like a 10-15-minute walk from the French Quarter. It's like right there.
New Orleans is not that big. The downtown area is tiny.
Yeah.
You could walk anywhere in downtown New Orleans in 15 minutes.
Don't wander out of the the area.
Yeah, don't branch off. Asia went walking today. She's like, I'm going to explore. I was like, explore around people. Don't explore around non-people. Don't just wander.
Josh texted me, I'm very proud of my contributions to the show today. We are as well.
Did a great job.
And if you've enjoyed his correspondence from Radio Road today, we'll do it again tomorrow.
Hey, man. I love New Orleans. Asia's on a one of those boat tours.
Oh.
And she sends you the picture. Like, she sent me a video of the Mississippi, whatever. And it's dirty as hell. It's like the Hudson. Like, they're dirty as hell. And I don't like it. I don't enjoy it. I think I'm South Florida-fied.
You judge a place by its water.
Your water is that nasty. How great could the shrimp be? They're swimming around in this chocolate milk.
Fair. That's fair. Let's ask Josh. Josh, what do you think about the water in New Orleans? Josh, over.
NFC.
Josh, come in. Josh, Super Bowl Radio Row, come in. Over.
Woo woo. Oh, we heard woo woo.
You guys there?
Yay! How are things going? What do you think of the water in New Orleans? Over.
The quality of the Mississippi River water. Over.
All right, stand by, Josh. We'll get back to you in a minute. What else do you have in the headline? Solana. You think he's like going to go throw up at some point? Yeah. Like he's so despondent.
He's not going out tonight, Crowder. Like, don't even think about like even getting a text from Appel. He's going straight to his hotel room. He's going to weep all night.
Oh, man. Y'all got me. I'm hitting his Harrah's tonight. I'm going to hit up Gail, but I'm going to hit them up. I'm going to Harrah's.
By the way, don't be surprised if the only casino in town is crowded tonight during Super Bowl week and the table limits are high. I'm just letting you know because you didn't seem to know about restaurants being busy. Huh? So I'm just letting you know the one casino in town, mm-hmm. there's going to be some pretty high table limits. It's going to be pretty crowded. I'm just letting you know. Give you advance notice.
Who is Norris?
Advance Norris.
Call Norris and tell him I'm on the way. I'm going to be there about 9:30.
Bro, you seriously went to New Orleans without having a single resi? I mean, I just don't understand it.
I can't speak with you because you call reservations resis, so that's already a disconnect between me and you. I'm just thinking my thought was really, like, we're going to go to Drago's. My wife's never been to Drago's. They don't call it Drago's here. They call it Drago's or something. They say it different.
Really?
Drago's, yeah. So I'm like, okay, if I look for, you know, I look for Wednesday, then I'll get it Thursday night. All right. That was my thought. I didn't, Solana, have you ever went to Open Table and a restaurant tells you they have no availabilities for two people for a week?
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah. I mean, that's what happens. Like, you have to plan ahead when you want a resi. I don't know what to tell you.
I actually use an app called Resi.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, this Open Table, I don't know if they have enough spots because it's crazy. Oh, it's the fifth.
No, I understand that. I don't know what you're not understanding. Like, Huck, I don't.
Give me a call. Okay, yeah, Huck, call me next Wednesday. Like, you don't have a.
The popular places during the most exciting week that city will have in years. Like, you can't go there during Mardi Gras and expect to walk in to where to get the beignets. Like, you know, there's
Dumont,
a line.
Cafe Dumont.
Cafe Dumont. Yeah. Like, you got to wait in the line.
For a week?
Sometimes. Send Appel to Cafe Dumont for a beignet.
Okay.
That'll be good video. Is he there?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Josh, any chance we could get you to go to Cafe Dumont for a beignet? Over.
Let me. It is a 7-minute walk.
Perfect.
You want to walk over there?
Yeah, what is it? 4:22 right now, 3:22 your time. Get over to Cafe Dumont and and get in line, and we'll talk to you in like 15 minutes or so.
Perfect.
Perfect. Have a safe walk. Over.
Over and out.
Now I almost don't want to let him go because he's got such a good connection all of a sudden. It's a perfect connection.
One of the words I heard you guys say was Drago's in between all the cutting out of the connection.
Yes.
Were we talking some Drago's? I've had dinner there the last two nights.
It's delicious. And
yeah, it's unbelievable.
Did you have reservations?
No, I walked right in both nights.
Really?
Were you by yourself or with people?
First night by myself, last night with people.
You went by yourself. Interesting. Did you sit at the bar?
Yes, out at the bar.
Oh, I don't mind that at all. I think that's fun when you go to a place and sit at the bar.
Yeah, just I got out at opening night for media night a little bit late. Was hungry, hadn't eaten dinner. Walked right in, walked to the bar, had some charbroiled oysters.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a fun night.
I can't wait.
Crowder, see you there tonight?
I'm actually going to Justine tonight.
Doesn't sound like you are.
No, like Hawk said, I'll probably be at the I'm going to Buffalo Wild Wings or something tonight. I had no reservations while I was here. This is crazy.
Where are you going tonight, pal?
Honestly, I haven't figured it out yet. I'm gonna see where the night takes me.
All right, fair enough. There are a lot of whores in town.
Over.
Because that's famously like a Super Bowl thing where a lot of prostitutes come into town and the
what is this?
Oh, there's one now.
What is this? What are you talking about? I don't know what you're speaking.
I don't know. I read something somewhere. All right, go over to Cafe Du Monde.
All right, I'll talk to you guys in a bit.
All right. Yeah, I don't even want to let him go. I mean, it's such a
right when the connection finally works.
So you want to stick around instead? You want to stick around instead?
To the end of the segment. Then I'll walk over there.
All right. All right. Nothing could go wrong now. We've got a strong connection. There's no way it'll cut out.
It's insane how we literally predicted what was going to happen. My connection was fine through the entire interview you did, through the commercial break, and then you come back from commercial, and it's gone.
Well, listen, the most important thing today was that you got to hear the segment with Dave Mason. That's what we wanted to accomplish. It happened, and so everybody's thrilled.
Dason.
All right. Anything now? I want to let him go. Anything else in the headlines? So on.
Dason.
Abel, check out the place Big O took me. Just a 5-star. It's called Clover Grill. It's a old school diner. You might walk out with herpes, but I highly recommend it. Can you believe that?
Oh God.
He says you might walk out with herpes. Over.
Yes, I heard that. Thank you.
All right, just check.
Over.
The most bizarre thing that's ever happened in my life. I had to share a room with Big O in New Orleans, and our dinner that night was at a diner called Clover Grill. Like,
what kind of reaction is that?
What am I doing?
Sounds like the worst. This is the worst possible experience I've ever heard in my life.
No, Solana told us y'all scooted y'all beds together, right? Y'all push y'all beds together.
Come on.
My walk, by the way, to Cafe Du Monde is right along the river. I may swim there.
Oh, perfect!
Don't
river for you.
Don't get in that chocolate milk, Josh. Don't get in that chocolate milk.
Have you had beignets before at Cafe Du Monde?
I've never had a beignet, period, before.
What?
Yeah, I'm not even sure I'll like it.
Get the little fruit and the chocolate, little drizzle on top. Oh
no!
My goodness.
Just do a regular beignet. Just do the
what is
the
a beignet?
It's a donut. I mean, it's a powdered donut.
But it's like light. It's like a light feathered donut.
It's just covered in powdered sugar. Over.
He kind of looks like a beignet.
I'm going to let him skip the line. Come on up here, beignet.
Huh? Oh, Mr. Du Monde.
The boss is here. The boss is here.
Ben, right this way. Beignet.
Yay table. You have the yay table available.
All right. You're starting to cut out again. So why don't you head on over to Cafe Du Monde, and we'll check in with you in about 10, 15 minutes.
All right. Yeah, sounds good. Hot. See you guys in a bit.
Y'all random hot.
I don't know why that's such an insult. You look like a beignet.
It was good.
Hawk, the best part about all this is that Appel took like his professional broadcasting headphones so that he looks like he belongs on Radio Row. Meanwhile, we're calling him a beignet, and he's headed a Cafe Du Monde.
And he's there to network and meet other broadcasters. Like, he's a young broadcaster on the rise, and he does NFL games for Sports USA. And like this, and all of a sudden, we're like, yeah, go to Cafe Du Monde and call us from with a beignet in front of you so we can have you blow powdered sugar all over someone. Like, not what he's signed up for. All right.
I got invited to a New Heights party tonight.
What is that?
The Travis and Jason Kelce podcast.
That's
but
cool.
They want to do security checks and get my driver's license number. I'm
well,
not
you
with
know
it.
Why?
I'm not with it.
But you know who will probably be there?
Hawk, I'm a grown man.
Taylor Swift will probably be there.
A 41-year-old man.
Well, I'm dying to see her movie.
She has a movie?
Yeah, she's got a concert film out.
Hawk, that's weird.
Why?
You're a grown. Hawk, you're 50.
50, yeah, 55.
54, 55. You're a Swiftie?
You don't want to see the Taylor Swift movie?
Man, I don't want to see Taylor Swift do anything.
Huh. I can't wait to see it. I just want to see if I can get Crowder involved in this conversation because we had this conversation 2 years ago when the movie came out.
Mm-hmm. I thought she had another movie coming out.
We had this conversation. I want to see how with it you were.
My CTE's acting up.
You don't want to see T-Swizzle, though?
I don't want to see her.
All right. Do you have any headlines? Because we got to go to break at some point. We got to do 15 minutes each.
What have I said thus far?
None.
Like Beavis and Butthead.
Shyam Charania.
Hence my question. Do you have any headlines?
Where am I at in the rundown?
Jason Barrett is weeping right now as well. He's like, I think we made a terrible decision.
I want to know who on this staff put them at 18 and they're fired. It will never work in this industry again.
It's a lot of fun.
So Shyam Charania reported that Kevin Durant has no desire in a reunion with the Golden State Warriors. But he's also saying that the Warriors are working on a framework to pursue Kevin Durant.
I don't know. I'll tell you what Brian Windhorst said on ESPN within the last couple of hours. He said, if I had to guess right now, admitting that things are changing, I would say Kevin Durant either stays in Phoenix or is a Miami Heat by tomorrow afternoon.
I like it.
I wouldn't hate that.
No, it's exactly what Pat does. We didn't know LeBron, Wade, and Bosh were coming out that damn stage until they came out that damn stage. Well, we knew during the decision.
We kind of knew.
Yeah, we knew.
I don't know if that's completely.
But you see what I'm saying. I was
not
using
much.
The game.
No,
you see what I'm saying? No.
Okay.
Looks like this eliminates your Zion Williamson dream to the Miami Heat, Hawk. And I apologize. Yeah, I apologize.
That stinks.
No wonder there's no more reservations available. Zion took them all.
Zion's going to be sitting up in Justin's.
I do have,
hey, Crowder.
I do have one headline that I thought was interesting. The NFLPA executive director said, quote, no one wants to play an 18th game. No one. That's after Roger Goodell said some bogus study a couple days ago about how the data shows an 18th game would actually, not that it would be healthier, but I can't remember the verbiage that he used, but basically, like, there is no study or data that suggests right. an 18th game would actually hurt or would not be beneficial to the players.
It's negotiating. NFLPA is negotiating right now.
Let me break this down to you. There used to be 16. You play your division, which is six. You play a home and away against three other teams, six. Then you play two other divisions, and that equals eight. So then that's 14, and you play two random games. Now you play three random games.
if they go to 18, you play your six other division, and then you play three other entire divisions in the NFL every single year. It makes sense math-wise. It makes sense money-wise. They're going to 18 damn games.
100% it'll go to 18 games. There's no doubt it's going to go to 18 games at some point. Yep.
They're going to – you know what? Let me call in advance. They're going to ask for 19 and then say we're settling at 18. Like, it's going to 18 damn games.
Somebody texts, you asses get paid. So jealous. Yeah.
Yeah. Years. Years and years.
We're not paying Appel for this last 2 hours, though, right, Hawk?
No, he's been terrible.
Yeah.
Appel gets paid?
Give it to Jimmy.
Your weather from
Jimmy don't get paid.
Nope, I don't get paid. I do this all for free.
Your weather from the development.
At least we're getting what we paid for, Jimmy.
Jimmy been asleep.
Jimmy thinks he's getting paid for 5 years now to be part of a sleep study.
Why are we talking about the Super Bowl? It's October. Huh?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight the lows will be in the 70s. That is your weather.
Josh Appel maybe will call in from Cafe Du Monde in the next segment. We'll do 15 minutes of heat as well. Don't go anywhere. Even if none of that happens, just don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I died on Saturday night one time, played Sunday.
Hawk and Crowder.
I should mention also, coming up on Saturday, me and Gino Toretta and Solana, we're going to be out at Evening's Delight in Pinecrest. Mm-hmm. That's going to be Saturday from noon till 3. Crowder will still be in New Orleans, so he can't join us. But Gino Toretta and Alejandro Solana are going to be grilling up some delicious treats. And anyone's welcome to stop by from noon to 3. You can see all the grills that they have at Evening's Delight. But more importantly, you can meet the Heisman Trophy winner, Gino Toretta, and take a picture. Maybe he'll bring his Heisman Trophy. He'll be on with us tomorrow. So he'll let us know if he's going to bring the Heisman with him on Saturday. That would be very cool if he did. But we will be out there, Evening's Delight in Pinecrest on Saturday.
Check out the Green Egg. I've been grilling on the Big Green Egg recently, man. That Big Green Egg got something.
15 minutes of heat, Solana. Who's it brought to us by? We don't have time to play the big open. Let us know who it's brought to us by, and I'll give you some info.
By my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com.
Mark Stein is reporting that the Golden State Warriors have now shifted their trade focus to acquiring Jimmy Butler. They have abandoned their pursuit of Kevin Durant. Durant's strong reservations about a Warriors return, first reported here, as Mark Stein says, sent them in a new direction. So the Golden State Warriors have shifted their trade focus. They want Jimmy Butler.
Didn't Jimmy already say he's not going to sign an extension?
Right. And Dame Lillard said he wasn't going to go anywhere but Miami. And listen, I mean, there may be, I don't know. You know, what could be worked out? Maybe the Heat says, here, I mean, take him if you want him and then figure it out from there. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if he can't end up in Phoenix. I don't know. But we're less than 24 hours away from finding out. More importantly, Josh Appel has made his way to Cafe Du Monde. Hmm. And he is because we had connectivity problems at Radio Row. So look at that. Josh is joining us. Where are you, Josh?
So I found it. Oh, is it closed? So the Cafe Du Monde that was closest to the convention center is in the mall. No, I've enlisted you're not Kyle F. Long. Dumont.
That's ridiculous.
To follow me. I
mean, F.A. Dumont.
Yeah, it's right
is
there.
Yeah, but that's a legendary. Why are you waving to him? That's huh? a legendary. It looks like you're waving to Josh.
Kyle Long. He's with my Kyle. Yeah, man, Kyle.
Oh, that's Kyle Long. Look at that.
Yeah. What up,
but
bro?
That's not Cafe Dumont. You have to go to the famous
one. Oh, it
one.
Is.
No,
this is the famous one.
No, that's not. That's like Come going on. To that's like going to Jim Steaks at the Philly airport and saying, hey, I'm here at Jim Steaks.
How are you? What do you want me to order here?
Beignets.
Well, ask them what the specials they have today.
Can I just get a beignet, please? To go, please. And a coffee as well, please.
Multiple.
This one's good.
That's unless you have any toppings. Coffee, toppings.
Extra.
Are there
extra
any toppings that like come with it? Like I've never had one before. Should I get anything with it other than just the donut or the beignet? Sorry.
Just I mean, you called it a donut.
A donut tour.
You called it a donut.
You asked, what is it like? I didn't tell you to call it a donut in front of the... Can we see the Café Beignet? We don't want to see you. We want to see the beignets in Café Dumont.
Look at the world-famous Café Dumont in the mall.
Well, that's not the world-famous one. That's a really...
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Because you're not waiting an hour and a half to get the beignets. There's no one there but you. Where is this mall?
It's literally right next to the convention center, and there's Channing's Chocolate Milk River.
Ooh, yeah. Don't get too close to that.
It actually looks nice and clear.
Let's see. Let's see the beignets. Do they have them like in a little display case or anything?
No, but I'm getting them in a second. It's about to come out. See those little bags over there? One of those is mine.
Can you flip your phone, Appel? Do you flip your phone horizontally? Yeah,
no, I'd rather do it like an old person.
Okay.
Are you not getting a coffee, Kyle? Okay. All right.
Are you treating Kyle Long?
No, Kyle's going to pay for his own coffee.
You should share the beignet with him.
Well, I think there's more than one in here. Oh, my God.
Look at that. Look at that. Just soaked in powdered sugar. Nice. That is so good.
Yeah. Smells amazing. All right.
This is literally like going to the first, you know, Krispy Kreme where you go, oh, this is where Krispy Kreme donuts were invented. And you go to, you know, Piggly Wiggly and get the pre-made box. Like, this is so antiseptic, you doing this in a mall.
It's phenomenal.
It's good, ain't it?
It's really good. I really feel like I'm getting the full Cafe Dumont experience here.
Ridiculous turn of events. He went to Cafe Dumont in a mall. He went
one.
You gonna turn around and get a phone cover?
we were Kyle and I were both offered middle of the mall massages earlier on the
really? All right.
Bad massage.
How many booms do you give this this beignet?
Oh, the beignet gets 5 big booms. I'm gonna do them in here with other people?
Please. Look at that. Kyle Long's giving him booms. Yeah. Boom. Boom.
Kyle Long just gave you 5 big booms.
Yeah. Is Kyle Long, is he not getting a beignet?
No, Kyle got a beignet.
Well, let's see Kyle Long eating a beignet. This is our little version of Radio Row. We want to watch him eat a beignet.
Look at those damn mitts. Look at his hands.
Then why do you eat your beignet on the air?
That's a big human.
You need to get the oh, my God.
Oh.
Is there a beignet in there? Did he just get powdered sugar? Oh, there it is. Ooh,
right on the tray, huh?
Yeah. Look at that. Right on the tray. It is a little unsanitary.
Yeah.
Look at that.
He's long.
5 big booms?
He goes 5 big booms?
Or 5 long booms.
He said at least 3.
Wow. All right.
I mean, look, you asked for sanitary. He's a former offensive lineman. I mean, that's the like probably not even the top 100 dirtiest things he's done.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if he actually eats the tray when he's done.
He goes, not even the top 100 in the last 24 hours.
Well, this was delightful. I honestly, yeah. Crowder, out of all the things that happened today, Appel at Cafe Dumont, albeit in a mall, but Appel at Cafe Dumont with Kyle Long eating beignets. I mean, that's Super Bowl Radio Row.
This is Super Bowl Radio Row. I'm scared of 5 people in the world, and 3 of them are Longs.
Channing says that he's scared of 5 people in the world, and 3 of them are Longs.
I thought you were going to say, and three of them are on this TV monitor. And I was going to say, well, Jimmy can get intimidating at times, too. All right. Enjoy your beignet, Appel, and submit the receipt to Len.
Will do. Over.
All right. This was delightful. You have to feel good now about your appearance today.
Yeah, I feel like it didn't start off great, but we really rallied well here to make it worthwhile. Can't wait to see what tomorrow brings. Hopefully better Wi-Fi.
Have a great day. We love you, Josh. Over.
I love you guys. Over.
That really was. Bye, Kyle.
I love you, bro.
Tell Kyle over.
He said over. Oh, good.
Ridiculous. Completely ridiculous.